Coming up with content for your company blog isn't the easiest social media task in the world, but here's one idea you can implement immediately: the employee profile. If you've ever published profiles of your employees in a company newsletter, then you know where to start. But printed profiles can be vastly improved with social media tools. On social media, you can do a lot more than simply run the employee's mugshot and text. You can add video, a slideshow, audio, and encourage interaction on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter to show readers why this employee is worthy of special recognition. Your most loyal employees are usually great candidates for a blog post. There are several reasons why you should put an employee in the blog spotlight. Number one, it humanizes your brand to prospects. Attach a face to a company and prospects will be more receptive to doing business with you. Number two, it tells people you're a good employer. Long-term employees are usually a sign management is doing something right when it comes to retaining its workers. That may be an advantage in certain business partnerships where employees as the most valuable asset is given more than just lip service. Number three, you can get a compelling story. It doesn't matter if it's the receptionist or a mailroom employee, everyone has an interesting story to tell about working at your company. Your challenge will be to get that story. Many profiles include an employee's title, his responsibilities at the company, and what his reputation is at the business, but too often that's where it ends. The problem with many employee profiles published in company newsletters is that they fail to interview the employee, that is, to really get him talking until you hear a great story that could enhance the typical bland employee profile. It's a skill to make someone feel comfortable enough to feel like they're having a conversation versus being interviewed, and yet it's through a natural conversation that you'll get employees to share terrific anecdotes about their experience working for you. So don't squander the opportunity to get a compelling story from a long-term employee. And number four, you can sell. Depending on your business, there are many ways to make a sales pitch without making the reader feel put off. For example, an employee profile can run with a special ad promoting a product or service, but I would recommend that you make every effort to ensure that it relates to the blog post. A bad match can create a feeling of disconnect. If I feel there's a disconnect between the employee profile and a generic product pitch, then I might think it's a distraction that I don't welcome, so I may ignore it. Again, this is not an insurmountable problem to overcome, provided the person responsible for the employee profile has the skill set to make it work. For more digital business strategies, visit dbschicago.com.